click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
One day, Hazrat Uzair was passing through a desert. He had a long journey ahead of him, and he had to spend many days on the road. Prophet Uzair saw a village from a distance. He was happy and said to himself, "Thank God, I finally reached a village." When he reached the village, he heard no sound. "What a strange village," he said to himself. "It's as if everyone is asleep. What kind of village is this? They have not harvested their wheat fields, and I did not see anyone in their gardens." As he stepped forward, he dismounted and said to himself, "It smells bad." It was the smell of a carcass. A little further on, he saw that most of the houses had been destroyed and that the bodies of people were scattered around the village. Some of them were so rotten that worms had landed on their bodies, and some of their bodies were just skeletons. Smoke was coming out of the window of one of the houses. Prophet Uzair thought that a man lived in that house. He opened the door. He saw several people who had just died, and smoke billowed from the half-burned wood. It smelled so bad that he immediately ran out of the house and hurried out of the village. He thought to himself, "They must have been affected by the plague. I have to get out of here as soon as possible, otherwise I might get sick myself." As soon as he left, he reached a stream. He got off his donkey and tied it to a tree. He sat down next to the stream. He had some food and fruit with him. He spread his cloth and put his food on it. The thought of the plague village did not leave his mind. He leaned against a tree and said, "God, how can these people return to their original form on the day of judgment? All of them are rotten, and some of them have even been eaten by worms." He shook his head and said, "Of course the power of God is much higher than that, but I really can't imagine that such a thing is possible." It was in these thoughts that he fell asleep involuntarily. In fact, God took his life for 100 years. When he was resurrected, he said to himself, "How tired I was, I didn't know when I fell asleep, I'd better eat." He took some food from his bag. An unseen voice asked him, "How long have you been asleep, Uzair?" "It was only an hour," he said confidently. Once again, the voice came, "Look around." Prophet Uzair looked around. Instead of a ruined and plagued village, there was a large city with gates. Many trees had been planted around it, and the fields were all green. His donkey had died, and nothing was left but the skeleton, but the food remained intact. Even the figs inside the bag were fresh. At that moment, Prophet Uzair said, "Oh God, thank you for opening my eyes. You are truly capable of anything. So this is how you will resurrect everyone on the day of judgment." Once upon a time, among the people of Israel, there lived a devout man named Barsisa. He was a good servant of God and was very pious. People from far and near brought their patients to him so that he could pray for them. He would pray for a patient and take care of them. One day, two brothers from a wealthy and well-known family brought their sick sister. They asked Barsisa to ask God to restore their sister's health. He willingly accepted, and as soon as the brothers left, he sat down and was alone with his God. When his prayer was over, he saw the girl, who had been lying motionless on the mattress, and she started moving and breathing easily. He was delighted that God had answered his prayer so soon. When he turned his head again, he saw an old man sitting in front of him, smiling at him. He was a devil who had made himself look like an old man. His heart trembled and he swallowed. "Who are you, and how did you get into my house?" he asked. "Well done," said the old man with a smile. "Wow, what a man of faith you are." The old man went a little further, and Barsisa stepped back. "Don't be afraid. I've heard a lot about you," the devil said. "I was passing by, and I wanted to see what you look like. I've seen many like you who prayed for people in their youth and health, but when they grew old, they died in loneliness and poverty. You should not pray for free." "What should I do now?" Barsisa said. The devil said, "Look at the girl's jewelry. That is your right." "But I'm not a thief," Barsisa said. "Look into my eyes," the devil replied. He looked at the old man's eyes, lost his faith completely, and went astray. He went to the girl and removed her necklace from her neck and immediately hid it. The girl who had recovered understood everything, but because she was afraid, she did not say anything. The old man smiled calmly and walked away. In the middle of the night, the girl woke up and slowly walked to the door to escape. At that moment, the devil appeared again and woke Barsisa. "If you don't do what I say, the king will imprison you and you will lose your reputation," he said. "What should I do now?" Barsisa said. The devil said, "Look into my eyes. You have to kill the girl." Barsisa ran, grabbed the girl, and dragged her inside the house. The girl's head hit the frame, and she died on the spot. The devil ran to him and said, "Barsisa, bury her soon. When your brothers come, tell them that your sister left without telling you." Barsisa buried the girl in the garden of his house. The next day, when the girl's brothers came to take their sister, the devil appeared as the old man and told them what he had done to their sister. The brothers went to the king and brought him to Barsisa's house with some soldiers. The officers entered Barsisa's house, dug up the garden, and removed the girl's body. Less than a week later, Barsisa was sentenced. One morning, he was thrown into a cage to be taken to the city center to be punished. He cried out loud and begged for forgiveness, but no one paid attention to him. Suddenly, the devil appeared in another cage, laughed and said, "If you want to save yourself, listen to me and obey me." "I will do whatever you say," Barsisa said. The devil said, "You must prostrate before me." "You see my hands and feet are tied," Barsisa said. "It's enough to point with your eyes," the devil said. He pointed with his eyes and head. The devil said, "You are my servant, and you worship someone other than God. Your punishment is to die a demon worshiper." The devil disappeared. Barsisa died there in the cage a moment later.